I'm your instructor once again, Dr. Walker, functioning under the apostolic ministry of Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. I'm so thankful for the mantle and the calling that's upon his life. I know from training under him that you could be an apostolic prophet, an apostolic evangelist, an apostolic pastor or teacher simply by connecting to an apostle. So, Father, today we're so thankful for the ministry gifts. You say you gave gifts unto men. You gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, pastors, and teachers. You gave these gifts for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. I thank you, Father. We're here so that we can reach the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ according to Ephesians 4. Thank you for these students who've taken time to invest in their own lives by coming to this training center and sitting up under the apostolic ministry of Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give us revelation, insight, and illumination this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're in chapter 2, and we want to begin talking about chapter 2 is about the three, it's about category of gifts, categories of gifts, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, which was your reading assignment for class tonight. But we're going to begin, and then we'll eventually get to the scripture. There are three vocal gifts, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. These gifts are called talking gifts or speaking gifts. You remember on last week we said that the prophetic flow is more effective when we're functioning in these talking or speaking gifts. The prophecy gift is the gateway, or the speaking gifts are the gateway for the other six to function as God designed them to function. So the first category of gifts is the speaking or the talking gifts. The next category of gifts, go ahead.
Vocal gifts.
Vocal gifts are tools of inspiration. They stir up, they inspire people.
They enliven the worship.
They enliven the worship. They release the atmosphere.
They inspire new strength.
They inspire new strength into the believer's spirit.
Nehemiah chapter number 8, verse number 10.
Then he said unto them,
Go your way.
Eat the fat
and drink the sweet
and send portions unto them
for whom nothing is prepared
for this day is holy unto our Lord
neither be ye sorry
for the joy of the Lord is your strength
then we have Psalm 16 and 11.
Thou wilt show me the paths of life.
In thy presence is fullness of joy.
At thy right hand,
there are pleasures forevermore.
The vocal gift releases the consciousness of God's presence.
His presence quickens
and renews their spirits
with new life.
His presence removes
spiritual lethargy.
Vocal gifts
bring the word of God to the people of God.
They bring a fresh word
for the season.
A now word.
And the now word
brings now faith.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1 says, now faith is the substance. So when we're dealing with these speaking gifts, we're talking about bringing substance and not a substitute. See, the word of God has been substituted for religion and traditions and colloquialisms and, you know, all these fancy sayings. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and faith is the evidence of things not seen. The Amplified translation say, now faith is the confirmation, the assurance, the title deed of the things that we hope for, or hoped for, and the evidence of things which are not perceived by the senses.
Faith brings a change
of spiritual mood
in the atmosphere of faith,
in the atmosphere of faith,
and liberty
releases God's people.
Faith helps the believer
to prevail and to overcome.
1 John 5:4.
Now, in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4, the scriptures say, for whatsoever is born of God
overcometh the world.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world,
even
our faith. So we understand that faith is the victory. What is faith? Faith is simply obeying the instructions that God give you. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, let me take you to another level. Many times when you quote that scripture, people think, well, if I'm reading the word of God, or somebody is preaching the word of God, that's faith. But no, God wants to reveal something to you here in class tonight. So then faith cometh by hearing, but there's a certain type of hearing. Hearing by, you have to capitalize, by the word of God. In the beginning, St. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And St. John 1:14 says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now pay attention. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. What the word? We're talking about the personified word, the personal word. We're talking about the incarnate word, the word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that word is in the person of Jesus Christ. That's why in St. John 6:63, it says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you. This is what Apostle covered in our impartation meeting on this Thursday. The words that, and Friday, the words that I speak unto you. This is Jesus speaking. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So we understand the words that Jesus gives to us causes us to function in the supernatural. See, we are supernatural. We're supernatural because God is a spirit. Man is a spirit. We're in the same class as God. But God intends for us to function as God's little G-O-Ds in this earth realm. That can only come by intimacy with the Holy Spirit and connecting to, because the Holy Spirit's whole job is to lead us to the Son and the Father, to reveal them to us, through us, and in us. Okay.
Vocal gifts are speaking gifts.
They are channels to bring in
whatever we need to say
to those who we are ministering to.
We become open channels
to speak on God's behalf.
That which God desires
to speak to that person.
He sends forth his word.
God sends forth his word
first
before he healed them. before. That's Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and he healed them. He sent his word. That connects with St. John 3:34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. So Jesus understood that he was the word of God that was with God in the beginning, that was in fact God who was in the bosom of the Father. But when God sent him, he put words in his mouth. So Jesus understood when he spoke, that was his Father speaking. That's why Jesus in St. John 14:10 say, believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? Believe for the very work's sake, the very work's sake. The words that I speak, they don't come from me. It's my Father. And the words that my Father give me to speak, they do the work. So understand that. That's supernatural. Go ahead.
Apart from the word,
there was nothing that was made.
And that word was life.
And the life of that word
becomes the light
of the illumination of men. Now that's back to St. John 1, where it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, the word was not anything made that was made. Now, you know, when you go to Genesis 1:26, 27, 28, you will find out that God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Image is on the inside, likeness is on the outside. So God created us and made us in his image and in his likeness. And he did none of those things apart from speaking his word.
When men walk in that light,
darkness cannot and will not overcome them. Let me say this while I'm here. Darkness can't put out light. Darkness can never put out light. Darkness is the absence of light. That's why the Bible talks about light shining in darkness. That's in the book of St. John 1. You read it. Darkness cannot comprehend light. Light is designed to drive out the darkness so that we can comprehend and understand the things that God is saying unto us. That's called revelation knowledge. Go ahead.
The spirit word,
the rhema,
creates life,
energy,
strength,
and force
in our ministries.
The spirit word releases
fresh oil.
Over the congregation.
The mouth gifts
or the speaking gifts
set a watch
over the mouth of the church.
Speaking the truth in love
brings healing of relationships.
And when we are sensitive
to God
and we speak his words,
it will bring God's consciousness
over the people
we are ministering to.
The second category of gifts
are called in the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 12:1-2. Now, let me say this. When you read 1 Corinthians 12, it begins with their diversities. Let's get to this part where it talks about, he said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you to be ignorant. Last week we talked about ignorance is not bliss. So God wants us to have an understanding of how the gifts of the Holy Spirit function in today's church. See, we're not supernatural because we get the gifts of the Spirit. We're supernatural because we came from God and we're also born of the Spirit. So the gifts help us to function in the supernatural as we should. That must be understood. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who worketh what? All in all. Now, you're supposed to read that, so you should know that. Now, what that tells us is that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, is active in the scriptures from Genesis to the book of the Revelation. They work as one. And though you can't see it all the time, you know, for example, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with fire, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Well, how was God present with God? Because remember, Jesus was the Word made flesh. He was the incarnate Word. Now, understanding that, Jesus did not function in the earth realm as God. He functioned in the earth realm as a man sent from God, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit of promise. When we comprehend and understand that, we understand we could function just as he functioned, because we have access to the same Holy Spirit that Jesus had access to. St. John 14, Jesus talked about another comforter, another of the same sort and another of the same kind. I'm a send to you. And when that another of the same sort or same kind, I send him back to you, he's going to cause you to function just like I function in the earth realm. And so, wrapping this up, we need to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ functioned fluently, naturally, in all nine manifestations of the Spirit, because the Spirit was not given by measure unto him, which means we, as apostolic believers, have access to all nine manifestations of the Spirit, and it is as the Spirit wills. Because the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the Holy Spirit divides severally to every man, watch this, as he wills. So I don't pick out a gift and get it. No, it's manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Those gifts are under the administration of the Lord Jesus Christ and the operation of God the Father. Gifts, administrations, and operations. So the next category of gifts is called gifts that reveal something, the revelational gifts. They are called the gifts of knowing. Also, how about that? They are also called seeing gifts, because what you know, you see. There are three revelation gifts: the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. Now, sometimes I get a little tongue-tied, because see, when you read the Bible, I like to put things in the order in which they are revealed in the scripture. See, the scripture starts off with, for to one is given the word of wisdom, to another is given by the same Spirit the word of knowledge. So it's the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits is at the very end. All right. So the scriptures doesn't list the speaking gifts, you know, as prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues right at the beginning. There's a certain order that the Holy Spirit put them in the scriptures because there's a revelation to that. But we're going to keep moving. Go ahead. Revelation gifts are vehicles of revelation. They reveal all that is hidden in the past, present, and the future. They reveal the realm of the spirit world that is hidden to the naked eye. They reveal these facts directly to our human spirits by the Holy Spirit that's in us. And they open up our minds to the consciousness of the spirit realm. Man becomes God conscious.
when revelation gifts are in manifestation. Now remember, this class is moving in the gifts of what? Revelation and prophecy. So there's going to be an emphasis and focus in this semester on understanding the revelational gifts and prophecy. We're going to give you working definitions, and then we're going to take you to the scriptures to show these gifts in manifestation in both Old and New Testament. So, you know, in 1 Corinthians 14, it talks about desiring spiritual gifts. See, as children of God, we got to desire what God wants us to have. Now, I understand that when we begin to preach, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, it will begin to saturate your appetite for functioning in these gifts, the revelational gifts. Go ahead.
Revelation gifts
bring the mind of God. Think about that. Revelation gifts reveal what's in God's mind to the people present.
The mind of Christ
and God's thoughts
are understood.
They bring hidden things
to light
so that God himself
can deal with it.
Demonic bondage
will not be able to stand
where revelation gifts
are in operation.
Revelation gifts
bring answers
and keys
to overcoming
deep-seated problems. See, some people are locked up and bound. Some people are in bondage because the key to unlocking them is in us. But we get so religious, we begin to judge what they're doing, their behavior, and all of these things versus asking God for the key to unlock them. All right, revelational gift, the word of knowledge. Here's the woman at the well. Jesus said, I have needs to go through Samaria. That's what he told the ones that he was training. I have needs to go to Samaria. You know the scripture. When he gets to Samaria, he meets a woman at the well. And he asks this woman, he says to her, give me drink. I'm thirsty. I need something to drink. This woman said to Jesus, you talking to me? I'm a Samaritan. And we both know that the Samaritans have no dealing with the Jews. And so this woman began to go on and talk about this well being Jacob's well. And, you know, but Jesus said, listen here, woman, if you knew who it was that asked you for drink, you would have asked him for a drink. And he would have given you a drink of water that will cause you never to thirst again. But see, that got her attention. But Jesus said, let's go deeper. You know, Jesus said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have no husband. Jesus said, now, see, the word of knowledge, certain facts in the mind of God. There's no possible way that Jesus would have known this except he got into the mind of God. Or God revealed this to him by the Spirit. He said to this woman at the well, no, you have well said that you don't have a husband. She said, he said to her, you've had five husbands, and the one that you're with now is not your husband. That woman, now let's talk about this for a second, because we need to understand when you function in love, when the motive operandi, that's why 1 Corinthians 12, in between 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14 is 1 Corinthians 13. It's the love chapter. See, when we function out of the motive of love, we don't function in the gifts of the Spirit to prove how spiritual we are. When those gifts are in manifestation, they should be in operation through the Spirit of love. So this woman was not turned off when Jesus revealed that hidden thing to her. That woman said, come see a man that told me everything about myself. That woman was excited. Now, you know, in today's generation, we would have said, oh, he sure went off on her. He showed, capped on her, exposed her. That wasn't Jesus' heart. Jesus was unlocking this woman, getting her out of that cycle, that lifestyle of running from man to man, by simply revealing to her in the spirit of love who he is. And that woman went out and brought people back to him. Come see a man. So that's what the gifts of the Spirit are for. You know, they reveal the mind of God to unlock people, their bondages, their challenges, their life issues and situations and circumstances. Go ahead. Revelation gifts bring in whatever we need to know about those whom we are ministering to. Revelation knowledge coming through these gifts can bring in the rhema that is needed to move into the miraculous. Revelation knowledge can bind what the devil has let loose against us, and it can loose what the devil has bound within us. That's our souls. Revelation knowledge provides protection and safety for the people of God, because the enemy cannot hide under the circumstances, needs, or lives of the believers. His work, the enemy's work, become exposed by these revelational gifts being in operation. And revelation knowledge supplied by these gifts unfold God's perspective about our past experiences, how God is working out things for our good, ourself, self-image, and Christ in us, failures, God's divine resources, and supply available, future, his purposes and his plans for us, and needs, his fatherhood, and his faithfulness. Revelation gifts working through prophecy. Ephesians chapter number 6, verses 17 and 18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and all supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. In that scripture, it takes us to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema word, the spoken and the revealed word, and pray with all prayer. God gives the revelation knowledge through these gifts so that we can speak it forth as he's speaking it forth in the heavens. We can prophesy it. We can pray it. And we can confess it. We can prophesy it. We can pray it. And we can confess it. Vocal gifts help release the power of the revealed word in the revelation gifts. The third category of gifts are called the power gifts. They are gifts of demonstration. They are doing gifts. These are the three power gifts. Now notice this is plural. Gifts of healings. Gifts of healings. The working of miracles. And the gift of faith or special faith. Power gifts are avenues of demonstration. They reveal the power of God to heal the sick. They reveal God's power to create. They reveal God's sovereignty. They reveal the overcoming power of God in the believer.
They reveal
that God can overrule
in all the areas where the devil is presently ruling.
They create
and they release a consciousness
of God's sovereignty
over the works of sin,
man,
and the devil. The power gifts reveal the works of God
to the people of God.
1 John chapter number 3, verse number 8.
He that committed sin
is of the devil.
The devil sinned
from the beginning. Now pay attention. See, this is the part. For this purpose
was the Son of God
was manifested. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested.
That he might destroy,
or another translation say, that he might destroy or make inoperative
the works of the devil.
Think about that. God has given through these gifts the power to make whatever Satan is up to inoperable in your life.
The works of God
empowers us as believers
to fulfill the purposes of God
in our lives.
God outworks his plans
and purposes
and causes all things
contrary to his desires
to yield until it is confirmed
to the will of God.
Romans 8:28.
And we know
that all things work together
for good
for them that love God,
to them who are the called
according to his purpose.
The power gifts
allow the workings of God
in the believer
to be clearly seen.
The works of God will reveal
the manifested presence of God.
The power gifts
will ultimately reveal the person
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Power gifts
are instruments
to bring in whatever we need
to do for those
whom we are ministering to.
We become open channels
to perform on God's behalf
what he desires to be done
for that person.
We become God's hands
in demonstration
to execute God's will
and pleasure upon that person.
Gifts make us effective witnesses.
God wants effective witnesses.
Acts 1:8.
But you shall receive power
after the Holy Ghost
has come upon you.
And you shall be witnesses unto me,
both in Jerusalem
and in all Judea
and in Samaria
and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
So now you see the mind and the will of God.
God wants his power,
his will, and his purpose
to be manifested, watch this,
in all the earth.
A wise witness
every day.
You know,
every day,
apostolic believers,
their first purpose
is to go out and win people for Christ.
That's the mission.
For God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world,
but that the world might have life through him.
See, this is the message.
We're not in church for entertainment.
We're supposed to be advancing God's kingdom by reconciling unregenerated man back to God.
And that's what these gifts, the three speaking gifts, the three revelational gifts, and the three power gifts,
that is the main focus and purpose for the manifestation of these gifts. God wants us
to say the things
he wants us to say. That's the vocal of the speaking gifts. He wants us to know the things he wants us to know. That's the revelation gifts. And he wants us to do the things he wants us to do. That's the power gifts. The nine gifts, they are our earthly inheritance. We need to function and use them fully if we are to become effective witnesses. Only the violent have the force and the power to advance the kingdom. The force and the power is invested in the proper usage of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts do not reveal holiness. Gifts are given unto us by the Holy Spirit. They're not merit badges for the peer. A pure life of holy living comes out of us making moral decisions, and it is one of choice. Holiness is a continuous decision to live in that which is right in the sight of God and men. The gifts do not reveal holiness, but holiness is absolutely necessary for the development, accuracy, and the impact of those gifts. The gifts will fail to develop into maturity if the user is walking carelessly. They will fail to grow in the anointing if the user despises the leading of the Holy Spirit. They will fail to have depth and accuracy if the user neglects God in his relationship with the Holy Spirit. The gifts will fail to impact and influence others if the user is not motivated by God's love. And gifts that are properly used will open unto us effectual doors for ministry, prosperity, and fame. Now, let's go to, I want to, at the end of this class, how many minutes I'm working with?